time now for York County On the Move, a weekly program series on how our county government is working to make York County what we all want it to be.
Well, the fun is already underway. If you're traveling north or south of I-77 and you hit the Catawba River Bridge, you know what I'm talking about. We've gone from four lanes or six lanes, whatever it is, down to two lanes. Trent Ferris, the public information officer with the York County Sheriff's Office, is with us. And yes, it's a lot of fun. And there's a lot of people involved trying to mitigate this thing.
It's a lot of people involved. We have Highway Patrol, Rock Hill PD, Rock Hill City, Fort Mill PD, and Fort Mill City. We're all working together to make this less of a headache than it is for commuters up and down I-77.
But as you mentioned to me, you are prepared for the worst.
We are prepared for the worst. Say if there is an accident in the construction zone, Interstate Towing is right there ready to go with two trucks. It's going to be like a NASCAR race. If you get in a wreck in a NASCAR race, they're going to hook you up and pull you out so that we can keep the traffic flowing.
Keep the traffic flowing. Well, that is going to be very interesting because if you don't think there's going to be a delay,
think again.
Your best guesstimate?
We're just asking folks, you might want to go ahead and add 30 minutes to your commute, because when it gets slow in that area, it's going to be really slow. So if you normally take 30 minutes to get to Charlotte, it's probably going to take you 30 minutes to and from Charlotte.
And don't forget, most of the exits and on-ramps that you use are closed.
Sutton Road on-ramp is closed. North side on Cherry Road and Selenese Road, all the on-ramps are closed, but the off-ramps are going to stay open so we can keep that traffic flowing.
Have fun on I-77. Thank you, Trent.
Thank you.
To hear a replay of shows, go online to WRHI.com. York County, On the Move, a weekly program series on the county government's effort to meet the challenges of a rapidly growing population.